This week's Dry Bean Zine on the Red River Farm Network is made possible by the North Harvest Bean Growers Association. According to NDSU Extension economist Frayne Olson, compared to previous years at this time, one thing that is different in the dry bean markets is
COVID-19 has changed the supply chains, changed the flow of product. And again, a lot of this was because people were concerned about having the stay-at-home orders, and so they stocked up on non-perishable products.
Unlike pinto beans, there hasn't been as much of a price recovery in the navy bean market.
Usually at this time of year, the navy bean market, just like the pinto bean market, is very quiet. And then we start stabilizing prices, and they stay relatively flat through the rest of the marketing year until we get into that spring planting time period when everybody's trying to figure out how many acres are going to get seeded.
And that's the dry bean scene here on the Red River Farm Network.